Today is Lionel Tate's 17th birthday. As a judge pointed out when the teen accepted a plea offer yesterday, it's the beginning of a new chapter in his life and a chance for a new start. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin was at the Broward County Courthouse for yesterday's hearing.
I am now accepting this plea of guilty. You feel it's in your best interest to plead guilty to the charge of murder in the second degree?
Yes, sir.
Lionel Tate didn't say anything during the hearing except answering the judge with a polite yes or no, sir. But the mother of Tiffany Unick, the six-year-old he beat to death, spoke at great length about her loss.
I had so many dreams for my daughter, but these dreams were all taken away when I trusted someone I thought that was a caring mother. I trusted a woman I thought that would properly supervise my baby.
Deweese Unick-Paul said Lionel's mother should have done something when she heard a commotion downstairs on the night of the murder.
Kathleen can hide from behind her badge, the lawyers, the ministers, the Nation of Islam, but you cannot hide from the truth. Kathleen cannot hide from the truth. This was not child's play. This was not roughhousing. This was a brutal murder.
Unick-Paul said she was disappointed that Tate didn't apologize in court and disputed assertions he had apologized in the past.
Lionel Tate's lawyers can stop talking about a private conversation that Lionel and I had in regards to his responsibility and apology for my daughter's murder. We never had that conversation. The last conversation I remember having with Lionel was when Lionel came to my house and asked me for Tiffany's toys since Tiffany was dead.
Tate's mother made only a brief comment to reporters after the hearing.
This is not a day for me to respond to Deweese and to bash Deweese because I know she's grieving as much as I am. It doesn't matter what they said in there today. I've done what I could do as the mother and any mother who would fight for their child. Lionel's fight is over in this chapter, but now we can grieve for Tiffany. Thank you.
Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.